Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Basic Budgeting course. We're looking at expenses right now as we try to build our budgets. We've talked about how there are different kinds of expenses, some that come up every day or close to it, some that come up monthly, some that come up quarterly or annually. Now, some people budget by really carefully or even physically putting these kinds of expenses into pots or buckets or wallets or purses or envelopes. If you're doing it virtually, you just need to track all this and have it on paper or on the computer. You need to know what's coming in, what's going out, and what category it falls into. But for others, it's important to use cash and to put that cash in a physical envelope or a physical wallet or a physical purse to know how much you have to spend on each category and to make sure you have enough left over at the end. Whatever works for you. Some people want that kind of analog experience. Some people are going to handle this really well digitally. But what's important is that you're just aware of what you've earmarked in terms of expenses for each category, whether you're over or underspending it. And there's nothing quite like physical cash running out and the rest of the cash being in a different envelope that you can't touch because it's reserved for something else. So maybe start with that and then move to something electronic. You need to figure out what works for you. Well, here's an example on screen of what some weekly, monthly, quarterly expenses might look like. In terms of the weekly stuff, obviously you've got food. If you have a weekly habit of going out for drinks, then beer, wine, other drinks. Travel, and I don't mean the big trips, I mean the to and from commuting, to and from work, or the daily trips to pick up from daycare or grocery store or whatever you're normally traveling to and from. Social activities that might come up weekly, and fuel if you're driving to and from those places that we just talked about. Those are just some examples of weekly expenses. You probably have others as well. Now, in terms of monthly expenses, we can think of things like rent or a mortgage, TV, electricity, gas, mobile, phone, if you have one, property tax, loans that you might have that need to be paid monthly. Think of what those things are for you. What monthly expenses do you have? Finally, on a more irregular basis, some quarterly or annual expenses might include birthdays, Christmas, home renovations, insurance, clothing, going and visiting people, going on longer trips, or just being prepared for the unexpected. Now, not all expenses are created equal. Some of those are clearly discretionary expenses. You can always cut back on what you spend on birthdays or Christmas or home renovations. They're not all essential. There are lots of places to cut back expenses in discretionary areas, but there are also mandatory expenses. There are some things you really have to do, you have to pay. If you want to have a roof over your head, if you want to be able to drive a car, if you want to have food in the house, and we want to prioritize those things. If you're in debt, if you're struggling to figure out what to pay next, then you might want to check your government website or some debt counseling help in your area, consult a professional to find out what kinds of expenses you've got to prioritize first. What utilities are allowed to cut you off if you don't pay? Make sure you know that list and you prioritize those things. We want to make sure that even if you're trimming back on expenses, even if you're underwater and in debt, we want to make sure that you're going to have a roof over your head, you're going to have food to eat, water to drink. Now, some examples of priority or mandatory payments are going to be things like rent, a loan if it's secured, something like a mortgage payment, secured against a property where that's collateral, going to be lost if you're not paying your loan off in time. Things like tax, things like the electrical bill, natural gas, telephone, cable, TV, water bills, food. These are some of the things that you've got to consider mandatory, non-discretionary expenses. Except, I don't know, TV, you could probably get rid of that one. But if you're under a contract, you're going to have to figure out what that contract says about cancellation. And that's why sometimes it's going to be kind of a mandatory expense because you may have signed a contract promising to pay that every month. Now, there are other expenses that are discretionary, that are things you can pick and choose. There may be a contract involved you have to be mindful of, but you have a lot more choice. And canceling or reducing one of these expenses isn't going to put you out of house and home. This is going to include things like an unsecured loan, one that doesn't have collateral against it. You still got to pay it off. I'll talk about that in a moment. But it might not be your top priority, like a secured loan where you lose your house if you don't pay it back. It's going to be things like extra TV packages. So if you've got all kinds of different channels, that's something you could definitely cut back on. be mindful of your contract. But absolutely, things like mobile phone as well. You can probably pare that back if you've got a big data plan or something. Be aware of your contract. Canceling may mean you have to pay for your phone outright. So there are costs to this. Know them before you do something rash. But this is a monthly expense where there's lots of room to cut back usually. We come to depend on these things, but they're not absolutely required. Having things like a data plan. Telephone, if you have a home phone, do you still need it? Can you depend on your mobile phone? Things like DIY home improvements, can you pare back on that for a time? Are the upgrades you're doing necessary? Are you patching holes and filling leaks? Or are you just upgrading things because you like to? You can look at things like travel, things like insurance. Are your deductibles optimal, or are you paying more on insurance than you need to? Things like clothing, can you shop for used secondhand clothing? Can you pare back on birthdays and Christmas? These are all examples of discretionary expenses that are not mandatory. Now, it doesn't mean you don't need to pay for them. Things like debt, unsecured debt. I'm not saying you don't ever need to pay back your debt. The Bible actually says a lot about this. There are all kinds of passages about paying back debt. Here's one example from the book of Romans. Pay to all that is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. I think even in that passage, you can see the Bible encouraging us to avoid debt in the first place. It's not always possible. So when we do have debt, the Bible then encourages us to pay it off. It's actually a form of love, a way to love others, to make sure that they're not in a position of power over us. A verse from Proverbs says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender." You can see there how debt is a form of slavery almost. It subjugates us to others, and it means that we're allowing others to have a power and control over us that as followers of Jesus, we want only God to have. So that's why the Bible talks so much about debt. We want to make sure we pay debt off. And to do that, we've got to take stock of our finances. Are we going further into debt every month, or are we digging ourselves out? So it's important that we pay attention to this. So your challenge for today is to make a list of all your priority payments. To take the list of expenses that we made yesterday, to mark down with a P or a color highlighted, find some way to make those stand out, the priority payments that you got to pay off, or you'll lose your home, you won't have food on the table, you won't have heat. So do that, discuss with some friends if you can, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.